Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome in to this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, featuring the American Bank and Trust Players Show. We're live at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Getting ready to hang out with Saints defensive lineman David Onyemata. A good get there. He's got a great story, great background. Still kind of a football puppy, started playing football much later in life. Cannot wait to sit down with David Onyemata. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll: are you concerned about Ole Miss being a trap game for LSU? Cast your vote online. Yes, no, or no such thing as a trap game. Call me at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I get it. I get the notion that it could be, because LSU just came off a monstrous win over Alabama. They kind of, you know, took down the big brother, if you will, and his little brother waiting in the wings with Ole Miss. This is their Super Bowl, kind of, so to speak. This is their national championship. It would make their season to ultimately beat LSU. But I just think that this LSU team has a razor-sharp focus, and they openly have said their goal is not just to beat Alabama. They have bigger goals. They're going to play in bigger games. And that resonates in that locker room, and I believe them when they say it, because they know that they can't get to where they want to go, and that is the college football playoffs and potentially a championship if they allow themselves to celebrate a win over Alabama for a week and potentially lose to Ole Miss. I just think this team is that dialed in and that focused that I'm not concerned about a trap game. You tell me, though, at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Also, I'll have the opportunity. Want to give a shout out to the Fountain Blue girls volleyball team. They are in the semifinals tonight, having a really good season. I learned about their story, and the way it was explained to me is, you know, they've got tremendous leadership from their seniors, Kayla, Chloe, Joe, Grace, Ella, Kelly and Jenna, and Coach Casey Mule. They've got tremendous leadership that has included welcoming in the freshmen and making them feel very much a part of a team. And that's hard to comprehend. It's hard to think that seniors are that in touch with a team concept, seniors in high school, just because you don't see it all the time. A lot of times the upperclassmen kind of ignore the underclassmen. They think the program is about them and them only. And they've now instituted this total team concept that is kind of paying it forward, showing the underclassmen this is how you should operate and leave it better than when you got it. And I just think that's a tremendous accomplishment. And that team, that esprit de corps kind of team mindset, is rare at the high school level of any sport. And that's the stuff that even if you are – not the absolutely most talented team, if you might be inferior in talent at some point during a season or a playoffs, that's the kind of tangible stuff that can overcome a talent deficiency. When you're totally unified as a team, that can go a long way. It can overcome any kind of talent that you might be lacking. But good luck to the Lady Bulldogs of Fountain Blue High School as they try to make a run at a state championship. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. You can text me at 870-870. This is Sports Talk live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Our Pelicans primer coming up with Mark Menard. David Onyemata will be by at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6, Saints defensive tackle. And, of course, our view from Vegas with Vegas Runner at 6:10. The bottom line with Colin Wilson at 6:35. And our fantasy frenzy with Kevin Payne at 7:20. Hooters on Vets in Metairie is where you can find us. It's the American Bank and Trust Players Show. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Got a text here at 870-870. LSU's too good to focus, too focused to lose any games as far as the Saints. If we don't run the ball at least 30 times, we lose the game and we lose time of possession battle. I don't know if that has to necessarily add up to 30. I think in that, you know, certainly better than 11, more than 11 times like last week. I think in the, you know, low 20s, high 20s, in that range, 30 is fine as well. But your point is on point on the text line at 870-870. Running the football, Bobby says it all the time, less of Drew is more. More productive. I think they'll get back to that. By the way, let's talk about a focused team. LSU's focused. The Saints assuredly have refocused. I would not want to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer player this week. I just wouldn't. You're going to have a very angry team coming your way in Tampa. You were hoping to catch them off guard, catch them slipping a little bit. The Falcons did. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't think, will. Steve in New Orleans East. Go ahead, Steve. You're on WWL.
Yeah, how y'all doing, man?
I'm good, Steve. Thanks for the phone call.
I think they really need another showcase receiver. I mean, because to me, anything they did Sunday, Atlanta was a step ahead of them. Anything they did offensively. And another receiver, I think, would open up that offense even more for Drew. Because they was all over number 13? What's his name?
Mike Thomas.
Yeah, Mike Thomas. They was all
Mike
over,
Thomas
man.
Still
they
had,
was all
Mike over. Thomas still had over 100 yards receiving. Look, I get your point, Steve. I understand. A lot of people have said, oh, well, where's the other receiver? And Ted Ginn Jr. had a couple of drops. Traquan Smith is working his way back from an ankle injury. And I get it, but I don't think that's necessarily going to solve – that's not a problem. I think that what happened last week was Atlanta came in extremely fired up because to them that was their Super Bowl. The owner, Arthur Blank, basically told the coach, the coaching staff, you're being evaluated by this game. And that resonated. That got down to the locker room, and these players started playing for those coaches. And they were fired up. And they out-executed the Saints. Let's just flat out say it. They out-executed them. They beat them. I don't know that another showcase wide receiver would have made that much of a difference. The offensive line gave up 6 sacks. I know, yeah, if they had another receiver that got open, then maybe you wouldn't have to hold the ball. Fine. But they've got plenty of weapons in this offense. Plenty of weapons. I think that we're – look, I kind of trust the Saints in terms of they didn't draft one. They didn't sign one in free agency. They obviously like what they have in the building. They don't identify that as a big area of need on this team. I don't know that it is either, if I'm being honest with you, Steve.
And LSU, I see LSU running the table. I see LSU running the table. I don't see no letdown at all.
Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Texas A&M. And then
Texas A&M in Baton Rouge, they got a bullseye on their back for what happened last year.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. From what happened last year. But that 7 overtime foolishness. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. That game's going to be one that LSU is going to be reminded of all week. The coaching staff's going to remind them of that game all week long. So you got Ole Miss this week. It's their biggest game of the year for the Rebels and their fan base and their coaching staff. It's not the biggest game of the year for LSU, but they'll tell you it is because it's the next game, and that's what it has to get to in order for them to accomplish their ultimate goal of winning a national championship. What'll be interesting to me is somehow, some way, I have this sneaky suspicion Alabama's going to find their way back into the playoffs. They're going to – Nick Saban is already campaigning. He's going to do his best to get him – to beg and plead to get him back in the playoffs. And they're sitting at 5. One or two things has to happen, and they're back in. So I think there's a real possibility LSU is going to have to face Alabama again in the playoffs, and that's fine. They know they're the better team. They've beat them once. Yeah, I get it. It's hard to beat a team twice in the same year, but I think that applies more in pro football than it does college. But nonetheless, if it happens, if you're LSU, you welcome it. Bring it on. You've already proven that you're the better team than them. You just got to go out there and prove it again. But, again, one step at a time here. Ole Miss, then Arkansas, and then Texas A&M. likely facing Georgia in the SEC championship game. Take care of business, and a lot of great things are ahead of that LSU football team. Same with the Saints. Coach Payton won't tell you that, oh, that loss was good. It's never going to be good. But in a sneaky way, it has a way of, you know, dialing you back in. I've talked about it before, about how hard it is to keep that intensity that many days out of the year, the intensity that you need to play at the NFL level. You're going to have a lax. It's human nature. Kurt in Houston, Texas. What's going on, Kurt? You're on WWL.
Oh, I'm doing great. Glad I had to wait that long. I called a couple of weeks ago, and I had predicted that the Saints was going to either go 15-1 or 14-2. I don't think they're going to lose another game, but I'm going to tell you right now, I have a strong feeling that when the dust clears, I see the Saints getting the number two seed, because I think that the 49ers are going to drop three more games, because they have an easy game coming up next against the Cardinals. But after that, they play Green Bay. Then they play Baltimore, and then they play us.
So I think it's going to be Seattle one more time. They still have Seattle one more time.
So I think that it's all going to work out. We may not get the number one seed. I think that possibly may go to Green Bay, and we get the number two. But I know a coworker of mine that's a Seattle fan, and he said a lot of people don't realize that Russell Wilson is 13-3 against the 49ers.
Yeah, but stats like that, Kurt, are bothersome to me, because how much turnover there is on NFL teams year in and year out.
Right, right.
A lot of those wins were when the 49ers were bad.
Right. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I saw the last 2 minutes of that game. The 49ers' weakest link is their quarterback, because Seattle had three interceptions that were thrown directly to them that they dropped. Did you see the game?
I don't disagree with you, Kurt. I think Jimmy Garoppolo, if there's going to be a fatal flaw for the 49ers, it's going to be how he plays down the stretch. And I'm with you, Kurt. I think the team the Saints are ultimately going to be chasing here is the Green Bay Packers. That schedule for San Francisco in the first half was, it was cream puffs. Only one team with a winning record. Back half, they're playing some teams that are established as NFC championship contenders. So I agree with you. I think the team you're facing, though, the team you're chasing, I should say, are the Green Bay Packers if you're the Saints. Shane in Slidell, what's going on, Shane? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. He's like, man, I love listening to you and Bobby, but I think you're totally wrong about Alabama-LSU a rematch. You can't. Okay. All you have to do is go back. All you have to do is go back in recent history. LSU was undefeated, beat Alabama, got to the national championship, and lost to Alabama. So when you get to the place where you're number one, you have nowhere to go but down. That's it. So I don't think you want to face that team again in the playoffs. I just don't think. And my last comment is this.
Are you an Alabama fan, Shane?
I am not. I am from born and raised in Louisiana, but I am a realist.
Okay, because there are Alabama fans. Just to qualify this, okay? Just because you were born and raised in Louisiana, there are Alabama fans that live here.
Look, man, I've been all over the world, and I've been in the military also, and I've always said
thanks for your service.
Thank you also. But look, let me add this last little comment. I think Joe Burrow is a really fantastic quarterback, but in this last stretch, and especially when LSU gets to the playoffs, they're going to have to ride number 22. He is not getting enough credit.
They are Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Oh, yes, sir. That kid is amazing. Amazing.
He's a stud. But I don't think they're all of a sudden just going to go, oh, we're going to put it all on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They're going to keep that balance. And I think Joe Burrow is primed and ready. Nothing phases him. He's unflappable. I'm not worried about him playing on a big stage. Just not. Shane, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and get Pelicans Primer with Mark Menard next here on Sports Talk, live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie, featuring the American Bank and Trust Players Show with defensive lineman David Onyemata, coming up at 5 o'clock here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, live from Hooters on Vets in Metairie, coming up the American Bank and Trust Players Show with Saints defensive lineman David Onyemata. Time now for Pelicans Primer, sponsored by ASI, Federal Credit Union, official and exclusive credit union of the New Orleans Pelicans. Mark Menard joining us now back at Master Control, part of our WWL sports team. And Mark, the Clippers are in town tonight, man. This is a big one.
Clippers are in town, and we're expecting to see the Clippers debut of Paul George tonight. Obviously, previously with the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, he's making his debut with the Clippers because he's been nursing an injury for the first part of the season, and they've targeted tonight as the night that he makes his debut. Now, what's interesting is we may not see the debut of the Paul George Kawhi Leonard combo because this is the second half of a back-to-back. Kawhi played last night, and so far this season in back-to-backs, he has always sat out the second game because of load management. So we don't know whether or not we'll actually see Paul George and Kawhi Leonard team together tonight. We do think we will see Paul George on the floor with the Clippers.
For the Pelicans, any healthier bodies that might return or no?
Brandon Ingram's going to be a game-time decision, so we're still waiting on word as to whether or not he will play. Lonzo Ball is still going to be out. He was actually already ruled out as of yesterday by Alvin Gentry when he was speaking to the media, so we will not see Lonzo Ball tonight. We may get Brandon Ingram back.
Tip-off at 7 in the Smoothie King Center. The Pelicans looking for their third win. They come in at 2-8. The Clippers at 7-4. And that new Vogue language of load management. How do you feel about that from a fan's perspective? Because, okay, so maybe you might be a Clippers fan, right, living in New Orleans, or, you know, you're in New Orleans on business and that Clippers happen to be there, and they say, we're going to rest Kawhi Leonard for load management. And you spent that money to go get a ticket and effort, and here you are, you're not going to get to see the star that ultimately enticed you to get a ticket.
Well, there's two schools of thought on this. First of all, yes, you know, the fans who paid to see the ticket want to see the best players. The other school of thought is, well, if you're a Clippers fan and Kawhi Leonard missing this random game in New Orleans means that he's ready for the playoffs and they win a championship, are you going to be mad later? I don't think you're going to be mad later if that's what wins you a title. And we saw it last year in Toronto. It was load management all year for Kawhi, and at the end of the season, he came up big and won them their first ever NBA championship. So in Kawhi's case, I see why they're doing it because he's got kind of an injury history, and if this is what it takes to keep him healthy and have him in the playoffs, then I think the team's going to do whatever it takes.
Okay, I get it. I just feel for the fans.
No, and that's definitely a debate that's raging through the NBA, but I think what we're going to have to do is see this now as the new normal because I don't think it's going anywhere. And really, it's just a handful of players, usually on the older side of the spectrum. Kawhi is doing it. LeBron James is doing it. You know, some of the older guys, the younger guys seem to be playing as much as they possibly can. So I don't think that we have to worry about it as an epidemic just yet, but it does seem to be the new norm for guys who are maybe north of, you know, 33 years old or guys who have kind of had an injury history.
It's kind of like a Veterans Day off that Sean Payton gives one of the Saints vets during training camp.
Kind of. It's just during a game.
Right.
In the NFL, the vets don't get a day off on game day.
But they don't.
But in the NBA, with an 82-game schedule, and you're just trying to keep these guys as healthy as possible. And, you know, the game is a little different than it used to be. You know, this is every sport that is a professional sport, we see advances year after year after year. And if you look at the game, you know, 20, even 10 years ago, any professional sport, it looks a lot different. And we're seeing, you know, advances in sports medicine, advances in how these guys train. They're faster than ever. They're stronger than ever. And they're putting more fatigue on their bodies. And so if this is what it takes to keep guys healthy for the playoffs, for teams that have playoff aspirations and championship aspirations, then I don't think fans are going to be mad at the end of the year if this is what gets you a ring.
Pelicans Primer sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. He's Mark Menard. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Coming in hot on the text line about load management in the NBA. It's the new in vogue thing. They play 82 games a year, and These coaches are trying to rest their superstars. So this is why I love football. This is why I love it, because college and pro, every game means so much. There's something on the line in every game. To whereas the NBA, with this new load management stuff, they're basically telling you about three-quarters of our games are important. The other 15, 18, 20, not all that important. You're trying to get to 55, 60 wins, 65 wins. And you could rest guys and ultimately lose, perhaps. I don't know. That's why I love football, because there's so much more on the line every game. That's not the case in the NBA. Christina's here from Hooters. Christina, how are you?
Good.
So what we got coming up at Hooters throughout the football season and specials, et cetera?
Well, Monday through Friday, we have happy hour from 3 to 6, and it's half off margaritas, draft beer, and wine by the glass. Then this is loud.
No, that's all right. Bring it closer. Bring it closer.
And then Monday, Thursday nights from 7 to close, we have a pitcher of Bud Light or Budweiser with 10 boneless wings for $19.99, and all day Saturday and Sunday.
You and Taylor are behind the bar tonight?
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous combo, you two. That's dangerous. So wing specials.
We have the all-you-can-eat boneless on Monday night from 6 till close.
And then happy hours 3 to 6, right?
Yep, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. And of course, that's something that New Orleanians, I'm sure, take great part in. They love their happy hour. They love their happy hour. This is a great place. The venue's great in terms of the TVs. We're outside on the patio. TVs everywhere. So all those wing specials. Yeah, and if you're into the game, you got to get to Hooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it goes?
Pretty much.
Christina, thanks. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. How do you feel about load management in the NBA? Who gets ripped off here more than anybody? The fans. You guys buy the ticket. If you buy the season ticket package, you're paying for it. Look, I get it. If you're a New Orleans Pelican fan, you buy season tickets. You're buying them to support the Pelicans. But you're also circling the games, especially if you're splitting it. If me and Dominic are splitting a package of season tickets, we know that, hey, I want to be there for the Clippers game. Okay, why? Because Kawhi Leonard might be there. I would like to see Kawhi Leonard play in person. Or what about when LeBron James comes to town? When AD comes to town? You're not going to get to see – you might not see them because of load management. I know Anthony Davis is on the lower end of the spectrum in terms of the load management. He's not 32, 33 years old. But you get the point. I think ultimately the fans are the ones that they pay the price, and then they pay the price again for not having an opportunity to see their stars. I don't think it's good for the league. I just don't. Like I said, you got 16 regular season games in the NFL, 12 in college football, and yet everything's on the line. Every game means something. Playoff seeding in the NFL, playoff ranking in college football, top 25 rankings. You can't manage the load in football. You sit one of your guys in an important game, all of a sudden you lose, you're out of the playoff picture. Potentially lose your job. In the NBA, they're telling you with this load management, again, about 60 out of the 82 games are important. Major League Baseball is similar to. Now, here's the solution. Well, you could reduce the season. Yeah, you could, but they won't. Why? Revenue. They're not giving up on the revenue. They're not giving up on 82 games on TV. Fans buying tickets for 82 games. All right. Bert in New Orleans. Go ahead, Bert. You're on WWL. Bart, excuse me.
Yeah. I want to say about that that their load management, I think, is stupid. For the simple fact is this. If I'm paying money to come see you guys play, I want to see you play.
Yeah. I'm with you. I totally agree.
Don't tell me that y'all have to rest. I mean, if you want to rest, don't play professional sports.
Well, the other thing, Bart, is they also, You know, the teams offer these 10-game season ticket packages. So you might say, you know what, I don't want to fork out the money that it would cost for season tickets for the entire year, but I want to buy the Clippers game. I want to buy the Lakers game. I want to buy the Celtics game, you know, or the teams that have the big stars on them, because you want to go see those guys play up close and in person. And then that load management, and you're going, well, they're not going to give me any kind of discount. They're not going to manage the load of money that I spent on these tickets. I just think it does a disservice to the fans. I just do. And I get it. Okay, the organization would ultimately, they would never say this publicly, but they feel like, well, I don't really care what the fans think. I'm trying to win a championship, and I'm trying to keep my job. And if that means I have to rest a player and manage the load of Kawhi Leonard or whomever or Paul George, whatever, then that's what I'm going to do. It's in the best interest of my team. I just don't think it's good for the game. Mike in Mid-City. What's going on, Mike? You're on WWL.
Yeah, well, I'm against that load management, you know? I mean, because if you're going to see a superstar, they tell you at the last minute, oh, well, he's not playing because of this load management stuff. Well, as a fan, I mean, you feel like you've been screwed over.
Yeah.
You know, this we never had to deal with this before. You know,
I can promise you, if the New England Patriots said, "Hey, we're gonna rest Tom Brady for this game," I can promise you, ticket prices, if you're looking for one, would go dramatically down. If you're trying to sell your tickets, you're a season ticket holder, and there are fans that do this across a lot of NFL markets. They use their season tickets as a profit margin, right? Where they wait for a team to do really, really well, get hot, and the yep. face value of the ticket goes up, and you put it on the ticket exchange site. But all of a sudden, if the Patriots said, "Oh, we're going to rest Tom Brady this week," ticket prices would plummet because the demand
exactly.
wouldn't be there. The star wouldn't be there.
Exactly. You know, it's the sad thing. If you don't draft right, if you don't draft the right player, don't look for your season tickets. Don't look for no increase in your season tickets, you know. I mean, if you're supposed to draft such and such a player and you don't, well, you're going to take a hit with your season ticket sales. You know, it's like a universal thing. So, I mean, that's the last thing I want to hear is, you know, I don't pay my money to go and see the XYZ player. And, they tell me, oh, it's a load management. You ain't playing tonight. Oh, man,
It's frustrating as a fan, especially if you're a fan and a season ticket holder of a team that you know probably isn't going to make the playoffs. They're kind of middle of the road, but you're willing to stay in there and go to the games because the possibility of some of these other big-time NBA stars getting to see them up close and in person. I don't think that's fair. But nonetheless, I don't know that. I mean, life's not fair, so whatever. Sherman, Mac, Miles, Hannibal, and you two at 504-260-1870. You can also text me at 870-870. I will carry you guys over into next hour. David Onyemata, Saints defensive lineman, is running a tad late. He'll be here, though, for the American Bank and Trust Players Show here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.